This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's great, man.
Yo, Paulie! What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
It's wintry and snowy and lovely out there. I'm just looking out the window. Man, look at that.
It's beautiful. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it is for many, many people because today is the first day that Cardinals pitchers and catchers work out in Jupiter, Florida, getting ready for the 2025 season. And it is time to go to the guest line today and the host of our Sports Open Line show from 6 until 8 o'clock most nights. Sometimes it is preempted for sports, but also that countdown to opening day and pre and post game coverage here on KMOX for the Cardinals. Matt Pauly is with us from Florida. How's it going, Matt?
It's going well. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing okay. What is it, like 80?
It is 81.
Yeah.
81, man. Yeah.
81 degrees.
It's snowing here.
Yeah, it's so much better here.
Okay. Well, sorry. My daughter did not have to go to school today because of that.
Yeah.
See?
I love a good snow day. Well, pitchers and catchers reported yesterday they began working out today. Does that mean there's a little bit more of a buzz, or was the buzz already there?
No, I think there's more of a buzz today for sure. And we just saw a number of pitchers go out and throw some bullpen sessions, things like that. So there's definitely a buzz. Saw Miles Michaelis and Ryan Helsley and JoJo Romero go out. Oliver Marmol met with the media this morning. John Mozeliak met with the media this morning. So absolutely, this was the this was a day where a lot of stuff was happening, and there definitely is a buzz that goes along with it.
Okay, so you mentioned that John Mozeliak spoke today. Typically, that's what happens with a president of baseball operations or a GM on the first real day of spring training. So what did he have to say?
Yeah, basically a lot of questions about Nolan Arenado. Said that they're still trying to, you know, work something out. That's been frustrating. That, you know, generally the first day of spring training is an opportunity to kind of reflect on an off season and the various good things that you did. That is not the case this year. That they didn't really do much in the off season, and there's frustration. They'd still like to get Arenado moved at some point in time, but they are certainly prepared for him to report to camp this weekend.
So it seems like, and this has sort of been the narrative for the last few weeks, that everything's about Alex Bregman and waiting for that shoe to fall before Arenado gets moved. Does it seem likely to you that if it's Boston he ends up with, that you know, maybe the Cardinals have to start the season with Arenado as opposed to him going to the Cubs. How do you read the whole situation?
Yeah, I think if Alex Bregman goes to any team not the Red Sox, I think it is a very likely scenario that Nolan Arenado becomes a member of the Boston Red Sox. But if the Red Sox end up getting Bregman, I don't know what happens at that point. Mo did say today that they had conversations with five teams. He gave the number. He said they had conversations with five teams about Arenado. So there might be some other interest out there. There might be some other teams that are in the Bregman sweepstakes that would come back around on Arenado. But there certainly has not been the smoke with those other teams that there has been here recently with Boston.
I have two questions about the Bregman situation. First of all, it's wild, but this has kind of been the trend over the last several years, where some of these really good free agents are still without a job and spring training is starting. This has really been a last several years thing. That's number one. Number two, if Bregman does end up with the Cubs, how much does it change what happens in the division this year?
I think it changes a lot. You know, you can make the argument right now that on paper the Cubs are probably the best team in the division. It's probably either the Cubs. I don't think there's a whole lot of separation between the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Reds. They're all very different teams, but the sum of the parts, I think, are pretty equal. If you go put an Alex Bregman onto that Cubs roster and you add to the depth of their lineup a little bit, I think it does change things, where at that point they clearly become the top team in the division.
Weren't the Brewers, the whole thing last year with the Brewers, that they were in a transition year of sorts and then they ended up being a good team, a really competitive team? You disagree?
I mean, they're always in a transition year. That's when you're the Brewers and you're just not going to be able to afford your own free agents, and they're always going to be going, whether it's a Devin Williams or whether it's a Corbin Burns, you're always going to be trading these guys. You know, every once in a while, they'll hold on to them and they'll leave in free agency the way that Willie Adames did this year. But that's the nature of the beast for the Milwaukee Brewers, that you're going to draft and develop some really high-end players, and then at some point you're probably going to have to trade them because you don't have much of a chance of being able to retain them in free agency. And if you want to keep producing high-end talent, you have to keep trading away the guys who have kind of graduated.
Yeah, I let me go back to the Bregman thing for just a moment. In terms of team building, it's I think it's disheartening that sometimes these free agents. And yeah, maybe sometimes what they're asking for is unreasonable. I don't think so. I think most guys are asking for about what they're worth, maybe just a little bit more. That's called negotiating. But is it disheartening to you that we can get this deep into the off season, spring training is starting, and you got a premier free agent who still doesn't have a job?
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy. And it's not good for baseball. Not that this Cardinals offseason was going to be all that exciting. It wasn't. But any fun that is the hot stove was completely hijacked by this Bregman situation. Teams are reporting to camps. Bregman has offers from Toronto, Detroit, Chicago, Boston, Houston. Am I missing anybody? There's five teams right off the top of my head. And there are a combination of some of the deals, like Toronto and Detroit, are more years, less per year. The offers reportedly from Boston and Chicago are less years, higher annual average value. But what, it's February 11th. Things are not going to change. Yeah, maybe you can squeak out an extra $1 million or something here or there. But you know, last week or in the last few days, we heard that Houston had added money to their offer, but that it wasn't enough to push Bregman over the edge. Well, that's the way teams are not all of a sudden just going to go from offering you, you know, $200 million to $250 million. That's just not going to happen. So it is a little bit disheartening that Bregman has taken so long to make his decision.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I guess you answered my question for me, is if it's bad for baseball, who's holding it up? Is it, you know, bad offers, or like you said, Bregman just not wanting to go with what they're offering? Do you feel like there's a blame game?
It's easy to blame Scott Boras, but at the end of the day, players, you know, agents work for the players, not the other way around. Now, the fact that this stuff tends to happen with Boras agents or Boras clients, and not so much with other ones, it's not a coincidence. But I also think it's, I don't know, kind of lazy just to put the blame on Scott Boras. At some point, Alex Bregman needs to make a decision. He's got all these offers. He's going to make lots of money. All these offers are very respectable type things. Time for him to go ahead and make that decision.
You could make the argument that he doesn't believe they're going to pay him what he's worth, and he wants the security of a long-term deal. I don't have a problem with a player trying to get what they're worth, knowing what teams are making.
Okay, but I mean, he's got that offer from Toronto, doesn't want to go to Toronto. It's, I guess my deal here, Ron, and I get what you're saying. I think we're very like-minded when it comes to players getting paid and getting the most amount of money that they can. We agree on that more often than we disagree. But we're just at a point now where not much is going to change. This is, if he wants to not play baseball this year and try again next year, which obviously is a crazy statement, well, then he can go do that. But he's not going to eke out more money by continuing to wait at this point.
Do you think we're going to be looking at a work stoppage at all anytime soon?
Yeah, the next collective bargaining agreement is up, what, in 2 years? And I think there's a legitimate possibility that it goes to that. There always is. We've seen work stoppages before. We'll see work stoppages again. Unfortunately, with baseball, there is such distrust between the players and the owners. That's the starting point, and it tends to go bad before it goes good. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and predict that there's going to be a lockout or a strike when this CBA is up. But at the same time, if it happens, it's not going to shock me at all.
But also, I know that you hear some fans a lot actually say they've got to go to a salary cap here because the sport is out of whack. And I don't agree with that, because I think there's been a decent amount of parity in terms of World Series winners over the years. But I don't see players ever agreeing to a cap. Do you?
No, it's not. No, not going to happen in my lifetime. They are, as a union, they are so incredibly proud of the fact that they are an uncapped sport. And I get it. Like, the optics of the Dodgers is not great. The optics of Juan Soto signing the deal that he signed that most teams out there can't afford, I get it that that's not great. But at the same time, there's as much parity in baseball as there is in any sport. We just watched the Chiefs almost have a three-peat. We see teams, you know, there's a handful of teams in the NFL that have a legit chance of winning the Super Bowl. There's a handful of teams in the NBA that have a chance to win a championship. I guess the NHL is the one sport that's really wide open. But those sports have salary caps, and that doesn't really stop those teams from having, situations where there's just a few teams that really have a chance to win a championship.
All right, Matt Pauley, we appreciate your time as always. What's on the agenda for the rest of the day?
Yeah, so we've got Gas House Gang at noon, and then I've got Sports Open Line tonight, 6 to 8. We'll play a bunch of the audio back from John Mozeliak and Oliver Marmol. And, yeah, the first official workout just about in the books here in Jupiter. Whoa.
Yeah,
am I going too long?
So now somebody over here is jumping the gun.
Oh,
I'm not going to name any names.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
Bye.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
That's right. Sports Open Line tonight, 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. You can listen to Matt Pauley, who will have all kinds of good spring training sound for you. Pitchers and catchers working out for the first time today. The full team workout will happen on Monday. The first full team workout. Baseball season is coming.
81 degrees. 81 degrees in Jupiter, Florida.
I'll take the snow instead. I like it better. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. This is KMOX.